I'd like now to welcome to the program Nicholas Kralev. He is former Financial Times and Washington Times correspondent, and his new book is called Decoding Air Travel, A Guide to Saving on Airfare and Flying in Luxury. And he will be speaking today at 5 o'clock at the Travel Bug Bookstore here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good to be here.
So you have, as a journalist who traveled all over the world for many, many years, extensive experience in basically getting low airfares. What are some of the secrets that you put in your book that we wouldn't know if we were just trying to get an airfare on, like, Expedia or one of those sites?
Oh, okay. So you want me to give away secrets? Okay, I'll give away a couple.
Well, that's what your book is.
But yeah, I mean, let me just say that over the years, I've been so frustrated with the automated systems that all the airlines and all those websites you mentioned, like the Expedias, the Orbitzes, and the Travelocities of the world, because they all use, you know, the same or almost the same automated systems, and they give us fares that they tell us are the lowest, but actually they're not. So what I decided to do was to actually learn the system in such detail so, you know, I can construct my own airfare. And so that's the first secret, is don't rely on these automated websites, but get access to what I call raw airline data as it's published by the airlines. There are two websites currently that can give you that access. One is called Expert Flyer. The other one is KVS Tool, KVS Kilo Victor Sam. And now they're not free. They have an annual subscription or monthly subscription, but that's where I go to actually see, for example, that American Airlines has published a fare. I'm just making this up to make the point, but of Albuquerque to Dallas, for example, $79 each way. Now, if American Airlines has published that fare, then I should be able to get it. And if I'm not getting it from all those websites, then, you know, I should take matters in my own hands and construct the fare and get it what I should deserve, or what I deserve to get.
Now, is this accessible or even possible to people who don't fly frequently? Let's say you take one vacation a year. Is it still worthwhile to do this or even possible?
Well, it is possible. In terms of worthwhile, you know, if you're going overseas, if you have a family of three or four or five members, then it is worth it. However, if you're just by yourself or with your spouse and you do this once a year and it's to the Caribbean or somewhere closer, then you probably will be better off using websites like Kayak or another website called ITA Software. ITA Software is actually a very good site, which is not a booking site, but at least it will point you to the right direction and will give you enough information for your approximate travel dates to send you to the right airline. And then what I would do is just go straight to that airline's website and book directly with the airline, because booking through all these third-party sites can be very tricky and very risky.
How are the airlines doing right now financially?
Well, they're doing a little worse than they predicted, but still much better than last year or the year before, largely because of those billions of dollars of so-called ancillary revenues, which, of course, come from the baggage fees and all sorts of fees they've imposed in the past couple of years. So they aren't doing terribly badly. They're doing okay.
How do they feel? Have you spoken to anybody in the airlines about the work you're doing? And do they want travelers to know how much money they can save in the ways that you're talking about?
Well, the book just came out last week. I have mentioned that I was writing the book to a couple of airlines. I haven't actually sent them the book or shown it to them. It's funny you're asking, because I was trying to see yesterday whether the book's website, which is decodingairtravel.com, whether it had any visits from the airlines. I don't see yet any visits from the airlines. My personal website, where I write a column, nicholaskralev.com, gets a lot of visits from airlines, but the book hasn't yet. I'm sure as the book gets purchased by more and more people and the word gets out, they will figuring out whether I'm trying to harm them. It's true, I am teaching people how to get lower fares, how to save a lot of money. At the same time, though, if you look longer term, my philosophy is the more affordable travel becomes for people, the more comfortable it becomes, because not only do I teach you how to save money, but how to fly business and first class for the price of coach, more people will fly. And so in the long run, I think the airlines will have an interest in having customers who are loyal, who fly more than once or twice a year, and perhaps who come to the same airline or at least the same alliance in the future, and not just one, not being just a one-time customer.
Now, this thing about flying first class or coach, first class for coach fares or business class, is that something that necessarily goes with a frequent flyer program?
It does, and many people ask him, well, is it worth trying to achieve elite status? And the answer is yes, it is worth it, because imagine you're going on vacation with your four-member family and your baggage fees are waived. This is $25 per person for one bag, so you're waiving $100 each way, so you'll be waiving $200 for that one trip. And many people think it's difficult to achieve elite status. And actually, it's not that difficult. You should sort of broaden your horizons when you think of elite status, because you don't have to be a member of the program of an American carrier. All these alliances globally that there are now, the Star Alliance, the One World, SkyTeam, they allow you to, for example, qualify by flying on United or Continental to become a member of another Star Alliance frequent flyer program. And there are many foreign-based programs that require many, many fewer miles to qualify for elite status than the American carriers do. And so by flying on United, you can actually get status on another, let's say, a European carrier. For example, Aegean, which is a Greek airline, they will give you the first level of status, which is the silver level, for only 4,000 miles for the year. 4,000 miles. This is one trip. And that will then give you free bags on United, Continental, US Airways, and everybody in the Star Alliance.
Now, this is something that you have put in your book, Decoding Air Travel. You also teach seminars. I would think that you would have a lot of companies that are sending their employees on business trips learning your methods.
Well, I wish there have been more. There have been a few. I've had CEOs. I have had owners of companies. I've had travel agents come through. I've done private training with certain companies. Yes, I hope the word will get out. The book explains in detail the method I use. Potentially, you're right, potentially a company, a mid-sized company, could save at least hundreds of thousands of dollars a year if they really know what they're doing. Unfortunately, they use travel agencies, which in turn use those same automated systems that Orbit and Expedia use. And so companies have no idea how much money they're actually leaving on the table.
Nicholas Kralev's new book is called Decoding Air Travel, A Guide to Saving on Airfare and Flying in Luxury. He is a former correspondent for the Financial Times and the Washington Times, and he will be at Travel Bug Bookstore today at 5 in the afternoon. So you're basically going to be giving a kind of almost a little mini seminar, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. That will be a free crash course on the book, hopefully the people who will come at 5 o'clock at the Travel Bug will find it worthwhile.
Nicholas Kralev is also at Nicholas Kralev, that's spelled KRALEV.com. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.